We're talking now with three of the guys that are behind the Chafe 150 bike ride this year. We have with us Mel Dick. Mel, thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Eric Donenfeld. Eric, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And the grand poobah, I guess, of Rotary, which is the sponsoring organization, to David Keyes. David, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, we know that there's a bike ride coming up called the Chafe. Mel, why don't you put it into context for us? What's the Chafe about?
Well, the Chafe, this is our 14th annual ride. It's going to be this coming Saturday on June 18th. And we're back to June. Last year we went to September because of the whole situation with COVID. It's 150, 180, 40, 25-mile route. And then back again this year is the Family Fun Ride. The presenting sponsor is Lighthouse Foods. It's organized by the Sandpoint Rotary Club. The major beneficiary of the program, of the ride this year and for the next 2 years, will be the Book Trust program of the Lake Pend'Oreille School District. And Rotary is going to help support all first and second graders being able to select and purchase a book of their choice once a month during the school year. Mm-hmm. So fantastic way for these kids to really develop a lifelong love of learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that the Chafe, almost since its inception, has really kind of gone to help education in the county.
It really has. You know, Chafe stands for Cycle Hard for Education. And the ride was started.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
And Chris, as you know, the ride was started by the Panhandle Alliance for Education when we were both on the board of directors mm-hmm. there. It started by supporting their Ready for Kindergarten program, and then it's gone through Rotary, has always been some type of an educational part of the school district.
Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about some of the new things, specifically the Family Fun Ride, but let's dive in a little bit more on what these different routes are, because the big route, the route that gives the whole ride its name, is the 150. Where does that start and finish, and where does, how's that go?
The main route, the 150-mile route, starts at City Beach and ends at City Beach. It goes in a grand loop around the area. It goes up to Bonner's Ferry, over to Troy, Montana, down the Bull River Valley, which is probably one of the most scenic rides in the world, if you will. Then it comes back on Highway 200. We go through Heron, Montana area into the back way into Clark Fork, and then back into Sandpoint on Old Denton Road and Highway 95. Mm-hmm. So that's the loop. The 80 and the 100-mile rides start in Troy, Montana. So you have breakfast here in Sandpoint down at the beach, along with the 150-mile riders. You're then bused over to Troy, and you follow the back half of the 150-mile route. The 25 and 40-mile routes are through Sally Valley. They start at City Beach Park and end at City Beach. And so it's all time so that when these five big rides are done, we have a great after ride community-wide party from 2 to 8 p.m. So the very early riders are going to start coming in around 1:30 or so, and the last riders will come in about 6:30. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great time. We've got great weather, as David has been pointing out here.
Yeah.
We have great weather coming.
It's breaking. On Wednesday, it's starting to break. Thursday is going to be awesome. And then Friday, Saturday, we're talking in the high 60s, 70s, which is great for family fun rides and also riding 150 miles.
Okay. And it'll be sunny on Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, well, I tell you what, I did the ride many years back, and it rained like a heck. And yeah, I have done the ride a few times, the 80 at least. Yep. And tell you what, I had the most fun on that rainy ride.
You do, don't you? Just into yourself. Yeah.
Typically, it's pretty warm. You're wet, but it's warm, and it kind of adds a dimension to the ride.
Sunny and 70.
And I don't know if we've ever had a year where it might have started out raining, or it might have rained at some point along the ride, and then it gets sunny for the after ride party. I mean, last year it was miserable on September 11th. And the after-ride party was awesome because the sun came out and everybody just had a great time.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, people could just come to the party.
Yes.
They kind of missed the whole idea, but you can come to the party and make a donation to the cause, right?
Yeah. You can, and you can participate. You can purchase a meal. You can buy raffle tickets. We're raffling off some great stuff. And mm-hmm.
And I'll say I've also done the 40-mile ride, and I undertook that, I don't know, a few years ago when I had not had any chance to do any conditioning rides in advance, which you got to do that if you're doing the 150. And even the 80, you should probably do some conditioning yeah. to take those rides on. But just about anybody could do a 25-mile ride.
And they should.
And they should.
And they should. They really should.
So let's turn to what's new, although new, but also kind of visiting something that went on in the past.
Yes.
And Eric, take it away from there.
Well, this year we're happy to bring back the Family Fun Ride, which has been a pretty important part of the whole overall scheme of helping youth and education. And we think that the best way to help them is, and invaluable to the community, is to bring back the fun ride. You know, bring back the whole family as a whole. Maybe dad or mom's on the big route, and then the kids have a chance to do the small route. And then at the end, everybody can get together at the city beach for the same exact party. And we're proud this year to team up with the city of Sandpoint. They have been an intricate part of the fun ride and bringing that back. They've really taken that under their wings. Without them, we're not sure if that would have happened this year. And then in turn, it's not quite as much on all the Sandpoint Rotarians, because it takes a tremendous amount of energy, a tremendous amount of volunteers to put this off. So the city teaming up with us has been really valuable.
Okay, so and that's going to be same day. It's going to start City Beach. What is the route there?
Well, the route is we're going to start off at 1 o'clock. We are going to head out from the city beach, and we're going to head down the Sand Creek Trail, about a mile down the Sand Creek Trail, just over. And then there's a turnaround point just as you get into the city of Ponderay, under the bridge, kind of between the train bridge trestle and the bridge to come into town. So it'll be clearly marked very well, tons of bathrooms and water breaks and rest stops between. But we think that this would be our safest route. In the past, we've went out to Dover, and that was great, and it was a great success. But it even required more volunteers for every intersection point. It did give it a higher chance to have someone hit by a vehicle. So we think that this is the best route. And get people out there and, you know, bring the health back to the community and, mm-hmm. and get kids out on their bike. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this was completely traffic separated, because you go down the Sand Creek Trail. You get down there a ways, and then there's a branch that goes to the right, to Ponderay, and that's, yep. I assume, mm-hmm. that's where you're going?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's kind of hard to describe right here over the radio, but it'll be really clearly marked, and it's it's a small turnaround little loop spot, kind of like a little J in there.
You won't take that little right that goes out into Ponderay. Right. You keep going, and you'll go underneath
the
highway.
That's right.
And there's a turnaround section out there.
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple of benches there.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's where the turnaround will be. Yeah. And registration, the best way to register for this is just come down and register on site. That starts at?
At 11:30, the registration will open up. I suspect we'll open it a little bit earlier. Jason, that's in charge from the city, has been intricate in the whole entire thing, and I know he's going to be there early to make sure it's a really seamless process. You can go online and register in advance. There's been a little bit of complications with that, but the best thing to do, and to ensure that your family truly wants to ride that day, is just to come down with the whole family that morning and just register.
So get there early, an hour early maybe?
Get there around 11:30. At 12:30, there's a safety presentation for everybody that's participating, and you know, the kids will get, I think they might even get some bike helmets and things like that if they don't have a helmet.
They might get something like that.
They might get some prizes here.
Yeah.
David,
thank you for those sound effects.
Yeah. You know, Eric, you talked about, you know, you might be doing the bigger rides and your family can do that ride. You, in fact, are doing that, aren't you?
Yep, exactly. So I have done almost every single ride that there is, including the 150 without a practice rides or without much training, which hurts very bad. Wouldn't recommend it. But I'm going to be riding the 40-miler with my father. We've had a tradition of doing this about 7 years in a row, plus or minus COVID years. And I've encouraged my son to go and to do the fun ride all on his own that same exact morning. So we'll finish a similar timing, and we're going to hang out at the after party together with my son, my father, and me all together on doing the rides that day, which I'm really looking forward to. It's our new tradition, hopefully.
Cool. A three generation. There ought to be an award for most generations
riders. Yeah. We'll start that this year. That's a good idea.
Yeah, the multi-generation award. He has a special badge for that.
Yeah.
So
because Donenfeld wouldn't fit on a badge.
No.
So how does this ride raise money?
Well, a number of ways. Our sponsors are really the key. And I don't know, we must have 100 sponsors this year. The whole community has come out for this. As I mentioned before, Lighthouse is our presenting sponsors. Other major sponsors include Light Media, Gary and Julie French, Kachava, Remax, Timberline Helicopters, Ting, and KPND. And those are just the major ones. There's another huge block of sponsors that are donating $2,500, and it goes on all the way down to, you know, whatever you can afford. The riders also, every rider is, except for the family fun ride, is required to raise a minimum of $50 for the cause. And the cause being the book trust program of the school district. So you pay your registration fees. You have to raise at least $50. If you raise all the way up to $4,000, you get a free bike. And I think 1 year you got some type of prize, really, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, a few years ago when I did it, I was the number one fundraiser. I may not be the fastest or go the farthest, yes, but I raised the most money that year, and I got a little mechanical kit for bikes, which I use all the time, by the way.
Here you go. Yeah.
Well, and one of your associates, I rode with one of your associates,
Billy Jean. Yeah.
Years ago, editor, yeah. I did it after a whole bunch of surgeries. I didn't train. It took us 12 hours. We had a great time. I think she raised almost $5,000 for the cause.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So you get some people that get into it and go after it that way, and that's a major fundraising thing. I was wondering, is there even an opportunity for the kids?
Yes, so this year, because we didn't want to put a bunch of pressure on the kids, and we wanted this to be a completely free registration, by the way, for kids, and they get a t-shirt and everything else, we wanted to encourage and build the ride back up. That this year we have set up a pledge system where if a young individual wants to ride the fun ride and they have their grandparents donate in on this pledge at a certain kind of marks, they have a chance to get a helmet, a nice helmet for themselves, also a bike lock, and then the highest money raisers will even have a chance to earn a new free bike. So, but we didn't want to discourage people by requiring that. It was more of a kind of an option thing. But we just want to remember and continue to push that it's such a good point. The book trust is so great. My son actually gets books from the book trust. Cool. So we wanted to still encourage, but not, you know, discourage people to not sign up.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Pan Am Alliance for Education, one of the programs they've always supported is reading. And that's because for young kids, first they need to learn to read, but after that they have to read to learn. So kids that have good reading skills start out way ahead of kids that don't have good reading skills. And that's why reading is so important. Yeah.
We've always supported the Book Trust and Rotary. But last year we will sponsor an event, a nonprofit, for 3 years. And then people will come to us and say, what about us next time up? So we had two or three other groups this time asking for funding, and the club voted on it, and they said Book Trust. And we'd already, again, supported the Book Trust over the years anyway, but this really raised up the amount.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the kids get to pick out the books that they really like and that they enjoy, so the chance of them to picking up that book and really reading it throughout is, I think, much, much heavier.
Mm-hmm. You know, the part that sticks with me, though, is having books in the house. A lot of families don't have books in the house. So all of a sudden, this kid has ownership of that book. Mom, Dad, let's talk about this book again. Mm-hmm. You know, so all of a sudden, there's an impetus there to really raise up the awareness of reading in all these houses, too.
And parents that will read with their children, even when they're really young, that gives them a real head start as well.
You bet.
So, Well, what else do you, we got a few minutes left. What else do you want to tell us about the Chafe 150 bike ride happening this Saturday, June 18th? And there's a ton of information on your website at chafe150.org. You can register there. And you do need to register in advance for the adult riders.
For the adult rides, although you can register on Friday afternoon from 3 to 7 o'clock down at City Beach, and then starting again at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning, the day of the ride.
Okay.
You know, one thing I guess, you know, Chafe has really turned out to be a community-wide effort. As you know, PAFE started it. The Lake Pontarea School District's involved with rest stops, Angels Over Sandpoint's involved. KRFY,
right?
Mm-hmm. Friends of Scotchman's Peak, the Pontarea Peddlers, the Sandpoint Rotary, and Lighthouse YMCA are just a few of the organizations that are helping with this ride. So when we say it takes a village for a family, it takes a village for Chafe. There's over 150 volunteers that participate in this ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 90% of our club has something to do with volunteering in this thing. So it's all hands on deck for us too. The one thing that hit me with the trust for Chafe and Rotary, frankly, was the year we didn't have Chafe. And so you'd think, oh my gosh, that's horrible. You know, what are you gonna do with this? How are you gonna raise money? Every sponsor, with exception maybe of one, maybe two, gave their full sponsorship that year. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have a ride. We had nothing to show for it other than they invested in us. They said, you know, we like the mission, we like what you guys are doing, we want to still help you. So they all paid. I mean, if that's not a testament to what Chafe has done, and hopefully Rotary mm-hmm. has done in our community, mm-hmm. I don't know what else mm-hmm. is.
It's kind of funny, the pandemic hurt the community and the economy and individuals in so many ways, but mm-hmm. it also created a spirit of giving that mm-hmm. That hopefully we'll continue to see.
Right. And we wanted to play it safe as well. I mean, we're responsible. We want to make sure that people have a safe ride. And one thing we don't talk about, we take it for granted, frankly, is how safe we make this ride. We have SAG support. We have motorcycles out there. We have signage starting to go up, Thursday, all along the route there. So, you know, we do our very best to make sure that people are aware that it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have nurses on the route.
Yeah.
We have nurses. In fact, a wonderful story last year. One of the people involved with the ride, not riding directly, had a health issue. And if it hadn't been for the two nurses from Bonner General being at the after ride party.
At the finish line.
The individual would not have survived.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No boy.
Well, they started to take this individual to the hospital. He was having seizures and put him into a Suburban, started to drive. This guy went into full-blown, I'm going to die mode. And so the driver backed up right into where the nurses were, pulled them out, no pulse, nothing there. They brought him back to life.
You got him going again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, any last words before we sign off here?
Just great come weather. Out and ride. We're going to have great weather.
Great weather, great cause. Fun. And we have a world-class MC down there who's not riding this year, but he's going to be making sure we have a good time. And so one of the first kids I see who say, I heard this on the radio, I'm going to give this collectible whistle the thing.
So it's a device which makes various noises, yeah, which could be irritating for some parents.
Look, got the cow going, yeah, got the horse going.
All right, David Keys, Mel Dick, Eric Donenfeld, thank you for coming in and talking with us today, and let's have a great Saturday.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah.